There were a lot of sad messages being exchanged in County Donegal yesterday as word came through that Michael Jack O'Donnell had passed away. Now, if you are involved in any shape or form with Donegal GAA or sporting circles, you will know straight away who I'm talking about. Michael Jack, as he was best known, was a well-known GAA photographer in Tyrconnell for many, many years. There might be a club game with only one or two or three media personnel, and Michael Jack would invariably be one of the trio who'd be at that game. He was known as Michael Jack rather than Michael O'Donnell because there are simply so many O'Donnells in the Glenties Fintown area. Let's have a word with one of his lifelong friends this Sunday afternoon, the former Naomh Connell GAA chairman, Daniel McGeehan, who joins us on the line. Daniel, I imagine there are a lot of heartbroken people in the Glenties Fintown area this weekend.
Ah, indeed, aye. And further afield, Boston, he was, as you said there, well-known, and he was a great character. The man covered every corner of this county. He would have covered games down the country, and your own county. He would have covered Ulster finals, Leinster finals, Munster finals, and Connacht finals. He was that well known, and he was passionate about what he did, you know, as a photographer and as a Gaelic game supporter.
Part of the sporting furniture in the county, would it be fair to say?
Yeah, Michael started off. Michael started off at underage playing with a Glenties Ardrack combination, and I don't know if you know the rivalry that exists.
Oh, I'm constantly reminded about it, let me tell you.
Between those two clubs. But in 1968, both clubs were lacking numbers, and there was an amalgamation put in place at underage. And 1968, and they won quite a few under-16 titles and under-18 titles right up until about 1972. And Michael was part of those teams. He also was very. He played county minor and under sixteen as well. And he was also very prominent on vocational teams, representing the comprehensive school in Glenties. And then he would have played senior and under-21 for Naomh Connell. And he played up. I would say he was up until his 30s, you know. He was a very talented player, small in stature, but very very elusive, and a great reader of the game.
And when you say he was a character, what do you mean by that exactly?
Anybody that knows him, the man, he was not afraid to speak his mind, but he would not fall out with anyone. His comments, you know, his comments were legendary. You know, when he was photographing at games, you know, say a county final and or any match, and there were some group of supporters there, he would write a comment on the photograph that would be published in the paper, you know. And I've never heard of anybody coming back to castigate him for anything he ever remarked. There were lines he would not cross. There definitely were lines he would not cross. Yeah. And if I can just go away from football for a wee minute.
Sure.
The Harvest Fair Day in Glenties is a huge day. Well, Michael would spend the whole day on the camera photographing people. Some of them he would share only with the people that he photographed, or the local media would have benefited from it as well. And I mean, there are some legendary photographs that are hung in pubs in Glenties. I'm sure other houses have them as well, you know. So that was, and his eye for detail, as I said, was unbelievable.
Is there any picture now that jumps out in your mind when you think of them?
There is. There's one in particular of two men heading down home after a, let's put it this way, after a session. And they're holding hands, and that's in some pub in Glenties, but I can't remember the names of the people. But it's things like that, it's photographs like that that Michael is remembered for. And as of course, as involved with the Donegal team, was huge.
Well, I want to come to I want to come to that. I mean, you know, he obviously had a love for his beloved Niamh Connell, and I'm sure he had relationships with people like, you know, Leo McLoone, Jim McGuinness. They're from his neck of the woods. But in terms of Donegal and the county team between 92 and 2012, I mean, what did those successes mean to him in your recollection?
Huge. I was just shown a photograph today somewhere after the 92 team, and I think myself and somebody else from Glenties are in it. And, you know, there's tears dripping him, you know, and that's what he was about. He was so proud of that 92 victory. And then to follow that on with his, I mean, Jim McGuinness was born in the same estate as him. They lived beside each other. You know, to have that, he has had a huge association with Jim McGuinness.
Yeah.
And you know, the social media this last day or two is sharing stuff. And you know, when you see grown men cry, that's what it's all about. That's what it meant to him.
Yeah. Well, it's a lovely memory to think of. I mean, I'm just interested in you say he had a close relationship with Jim McGuinness. I mean, we know Jim was the boss, end of story. But I'm wondering, was Jim McGuinness the boss when he was having those private conversations with Michael Jack? If as you say, Michael Jack wasn't afraid to share his opinions about what should be done with a particular selection or team.
No doubt Michael would have said to Jim what he thought. No doubt Jim would be best answer to say that, but like, no, definitely would, and he would speak his mind in a nice way and get on with it, you know.
Yeah. The pitches will be a bit lonelier around the fields of Donegal this summer without him.
They certainly will. They certainly will. And I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff that has been posted up, but from far and wide, I mean, as peers on the photography game have been outstanding in their comments about him, and it's all good. You know, I mean, nobody likes to, you know, nobody nobody would go over a line, and Jim certainly wouldn't go over a line. And these guys know what he was, but you know what he could do and what he couldn't do, you know.
And he was a mate, finally, Daniel, to someone like yourself. I mean, beyond the football, you knew him throughout his lifetime, pretty much.
I remember. Now, I'm older than Jim. I'm an older era than Jim. But like, I played a lot of senior football with him. Definitely did. He came into the team very young, and I did play with him. But that friendship has lasted, not alone with me, but with others down the year. And the friendship that he has built up now at local level with young lads, you know, you'll see them down at the pitch, or, you know, and if Michael Jack's there, you'll see those children flocking around him. And it's not just to get the photograph taken, let me tell you. They just admire him, you know. And I'm sure if you spoke to the likes of young Leo McAloon or some of them, I mean, they would have looked up to Michael Jack as a person, you know, as a person. And that, I think, is about the best tribute I can pay to him.